You know who it is, and you know what time it is. Time to piss off some feminists, trad cucks, and whoever don't want to know the truth. Oh well, let's get started. What is going on, gents? It's RPM here, reporting from Mobile Command. Gentlemen, you're about to hear the ravings of a madman. Now, as you guys know, there's always a method to my madness. Gentlemen, I want to talk about something that has literally gone completely media dark. Now, once again, I have to consistently say this. This is just the rantings of a madman. I have to ask this question due to this event. Is it quite possible that the assassination of Charlie Kirk was meant to be a distraction from something even bigger? Now, the question that you should naturally ask is, what could be a bigger event than a man being assassinated? Well, how about this? The toppling of a government. Yes. Now, once again, this is just the rant of a madman. Now, this event that went down in the country of Nepal. Yeah. Now, there's a Wikipedia article, allegedly, that I'm going to link in the description box. Now, this alleged article starts off like this. The 2025 Nepalese Gen Z protests. Or, I'm going to call it what it actually was. The Gen Z Revolution. In September of 2025, allegedly, large-scale protests and demonstrations took place across Nepal, predominantly organized by Gen Z students and young citizens. Put a major pin right there. Also known as the Gen Z protests, they began following a nationwide ban on numerous social media platforms, and they incorporated the public's frustration with corruption and display of wealth by government officials and their families, as well as allegations of mismanagement of public funds. Very interesting. The movement expanded to encompass broader issues of governance, transparency, and political accountability. The protest escalated with violence against public officials and the vandalism of government and political buildings taking place throughout the country. On September 9th, former King Gyanendra, I guess that's how you say it, Shah, called for calm and resolution to be found internally. On that same day, Prime Minister K. P. Sharma Oli, along with a few government ministers, resigned. And on September 12th, Sushila Karki was appointed as interim prime minister of Nepal. By September 13th, the protests had died down. One must ask, how are these two events connected? Well, one would just say, look at the dates. From the 9th to the 13th, the government in Nepal was toppled. They put a new interim prime minister in. Should this not have been a world event that was covered by every media outlet out there? Yes. However, I'm going to explain the deeper connection later. But unfortunately, during this time period, Mr. Kirk was assassinated. To keep all the focus around the world in their own country. Background. Allegedly, on the 4th of September, the government of Nepal ordered the shutdown of 26 media platforms, including Facebook, X, YouTube, LinkedIn, Reddit, Signal, and Snapchat for failing to register under the Ministry of Communication and Information Technology's new rules. The registration required had been motivated, in part as a way to enable the enforcement of a new digital services tax and stricter value-added tax rules on foreign e-service providers in an effort to boost revenue. So they were going to literally tax social media. Interesting. Allegedly. Once again, this is all just the rant of a madman. However, critics alleged the shutdown was prompted by a social media trend highlighting nepotism, focusing on the undue privileges enjoyed by the children and relatives of influential political leaders. The significance of the media platform ban tied into Nepalese political economy. 33% of Nepalese GDP comes from remittance, with hundreds of thousands of exit permits being issued alongside of 20% of youth unemployment, meant that these remittances kept households afloat and pay import bills, but also indicate a lack of structural transformation in the domestic economy towards an employment-first model, pushing the youth into work, into online spaces. Banning social media thus threatened youth livelihood. Very, very interesting. Prior to the protests, the average Nepali made $1,400 a year, while families of the country's ruling elite displayed their wealth on social media. This quote-unquote Nepo kid trend prompted significant public anger, particularly from Gen Z users. The median age of Nepal's population is 25, meaning that a large part of the population is in Gen Z, the age group that uses social media the most. Due to this, as well as the country's largely rural, rough terrain, and substantial migration abroad, Nepal has become, or it has, some of the highest social media usage in South Asia, with nearly one account for every two people. Yeah. Now, that's all that I'm going to read about this alleged Wikipedia page, which, once again, I'm going to link in the description box, along with alleged articles that can be found talking about this. Now, how do I connect these dots? Well, when you allegedly look at who decided to go apeshit and wreck shop in Nepal, it was the youth. Who was Charlie Kirk able to influence the most? That's right, the youth. Now, we can put two and two together here. Allegedly. However, as our esteemed brother BlackRam313 would say, think about it. But think about it. What happens if the youth actually have a crystal clear goal? That's right. They can get shit done. However, with the unfortunate passing of Charlie Kirk, the system might believe that it actually silenced a voice that could reach the youth. But unfortunately, that backfired, because believe you me and a maintenance man at the building that, you know, I work in, were talking about it. And we said, yeah, we came to the same conclusion. Us old people, we're on our way out. It's the youth that are going to eventually take this over. Unfortunately, you still have too many old people in power that are still trying to maintain their power by any means necessary. Lie, cheat, steal, and unfortunately, kill. So yeah. Now, once again, allegedly, this all went down around the same time period. The world should have been covering this, but it's not. Nope. Barely anything on social media. Barely anything from the lamestream media. So essentially, this is the revolution that was not covered. So yeah, once again, this is just the rantings of a madman. Now, if you want to go down this rabbit hole, hey, be my guest. But once again, think about it. And I'm going to close with this, a comment that I actually left on a video that Rome at Average Man Unplugged did. I just simply left this comment. The red pill starts with women, and it ends with society itself. Yeah. And with that being said, the power that the old guard continue to hold on to, it is going out. Feminism, fascism, and every other ism that has been used to control the masses, to pit the masses against each other, guess what? That's going out right along with it. Because if anything, this alleged government toppling has shown, it is the young who are going to take it over. It is what it is. That's all I got to say for this one. RPM, I am out.